Hi everyone, thank you for joining me for an impromptu episode. This episode was recorded between myself and my sister, channeling her spirit guide, Virgil, who you all are probably most familiar with on this show if you've been listening for a while. He gave us a few updates about current events, and we are sharing those with you. Also, I wanted to chime in here really quickly. If you would like to get a reading with my sister, Nadia, she is offering 30-minute readings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Central Time. If you're interested, I'm going to put her information down below in the show notes, but she's happy to do phone readings if that works for you, and I'll promote it on my Instagram as well. All right, everybody, enjoy the episode.
Okay, well, I just want to say hello to Virgil. It's been a long time. I hope he's doing well.
He's doing well. I laugh because, you know, my mind's eye can see him leaning against the wall like, it's about bloody time.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
I know.
These conversations. Well, okay. I'm trying to think of these questions quick. So I was wondering if he could give us any insight into kind of like the remainder of this year in the United States. Is there a potential for like a coup? Could our fearless leader pass away? Anything in that realm?
He says that, of course, there's always potential for riots. You know, the wildfires out there they're all out of hand right now, and people are losing their homes, and the way the job market is, there's just potential for riots.
Yeah, I see that. I know the fires are really, really bad, especially in Washington right now.
Yeah.
But does he see a potential for like a governmental coup, like no midterm elections? I don't want to say fearless leader, because my God, that's not what he is. For him trying to stay in power several more years, maybe won't be around. I don't know.
Trump is sneaky, right? He's the sneaky type. He's always sneaking around, slinking around. I see a picture of him in my mind's eye, tiptoeing around, looking around corners, hiding things in his hands. So you don't know what he's going to do. He's unpredictable.
He is unpredictable, but you would think with his terrible diet, he just wouldn't have much longer this year. I mean, his health is deteriorating very, very quickly. It's really hard to believe that he would make it through the year.
Yeah, I don't get any.
Oh, Virgil is
no Grim Reapers behind him.
Oh God, that's just diabolical.
Right.
He's going to be around for a bit. Very interesting. Can Virgil share any like potential surprises for this year? I mean, I know there's not going to be any alien invasions or, you know, things like sightings, but any other cool surprises, he thinks?
For the rest of this year, I don't know. Aside from natural disasters.
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah, that is, let me think. Let me try to pick up what he's throwing down. Well, he says, you know, and right now in the United States, you got one part of the United States burning and the other part flooding with all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always potential for like sinkholes, unnatural mudslides that you wouldn't think would happen in certain places. It's like the whole earth is in chaos.
Yeah.
Fire here, flood there. And it's not just in our country. Of course, it's around the world right now. And then you have like those volcanic eruptions and the earthquakes and things happening that we just aren't told about.
And there's no rescue mission from other planetary beings going to come save the good ones.
He says, unfortunately, mate, no.
He's like, where are the good ones? I don't see it.
Right. He said, no.
You know, there's something I have to figure out how to ask this, but clearly what's going on over in Palestine, I kind of wanted to get his thoughts about this because obviously it's insanely disturbing to have to witness, but also for the people who are experiencing this, I can't fathom like whoever's left and what they're suffering. And I just wanted to get his take on what's happening.
It's like the people who are suffering aren't, they are very strong, like strong natured, strong spirited people, you know, in their beliefs, and they just don't have the means to fight back.
They don't, but what I'm trying to understand is why are all of our countries in cahoots together to get rid of these people? Like, I just don't understand it. Besides money, of course, and control and power and all the basic ancient crap that people do.
That's just it. It's all the money, power, and control and ancient crap that people do. That this, how many civilizations have been wiped off that we don't even know?
That's true.
Unfortunately, they may be the next.
This is just madness to me. I don't know. It just, you feel so powerless.
It is. I see dust. Where a city, a country once was, and it's buried underneath a whole bunch of dust. Like in 100 years, not 100 years, but in 1,000,000 years, or if the earth is still around, it'll be a city that someone digs up again and tries to figure out what happened to them.
All the bones, like if there's bones.
How did they die? Right. How did they die? And, you know, their artifacts. And unfortunately.
It's just crazy to me. I don't know. Sometimes it's just unbelievable the amount of hatred that people have in their hearts. And it's like a sick disease. I don't know. And what does he see for medicine here? And I can't speak to the world because everybody else has access to healthcare except for the United States. Broke ass United States, I swear. Does he see like holistic medicine really getting a strong foothold in the United States, like energy healing and even herbal healing, things like that? Does he see this taking off? Or
a lot of people are trying to avoid putting poison in their body.
Yes.
And with that, people are turning to more naturalistic healing methods, herbs and plants and things like that. So yes, that will start taking off, which I'm sure the doTERRA people will be happy.
Oh, did he say that?
Yes.
That's hilarious. I didn't realize he was that much into essential oils.
Oh my gosh, doTERRA. Honestly,
That's, well, I wondered about that because especially here in the United States where we don't have access to healthcare and things are getting more expensive, and it seems like the government is doing everything it can to make sure that they kill all of us off by poisoning our food, making medicine impossible to access. It's like there has to be an alternative way for people to turn to start getting healing.
He says that it's mind-boggling that people fear, let me try to catch it again. People don't do their research, I guess, basically is what he's saying. Like they have all the fear, but they don't do their own research, which is what's going to kill them.
When you say don't do their own research, like with other...
On any alternative medicine or regular medicine, they listen to propaganda.
Oh, I see.
Versus finding, you know, out if things are truly safe or if they aren't safe.
I don't know. Like what, this world is so insane to me. Lately, I've been waking up like things just seem so upside down or so absurd. I don't know. Like, what is the purpose of this earth? I'm so curious. Like, what is, like, seriously, it's like the older you get.
A soul exchange. That's what I heard. A soul exchange. It's like a tag team. Tag, you're it.
Oh, well, I'm going to give that 2 thumbs down because that's crazy.
Yes.
And what does he and the other, I don't know, his guides and friends and other spirits who are on the outside looking in, what are their opinions about what's going on?
I mean, they've seen it before.
I was about to say that.
They've seen it before. To them, this is just a cycle, a natural cycle. They've seen it before.
And it never changes.
It never changes.
That's frightening.
Yes.
Isn't the point to move forward, to ascend, and all that other stuff?
It is, but it just goes to show it's not necessarily a soul cycle. That's what he says, soul cycle, but it's not really a soul cycle. It's like a civilization soul cycle. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a really good way of putting it. Yes.
For every civilization soul cycle, more people ascend. And then they come back and they teach and then they ascend. They help others to ascend.
God.
So essentially the world has to be buried all over again and people have to come back and relearn and ascend. But your soul never forgets, truly, which is why sometimes we fall into the same soul cycle habits.
Okay, I guess this is a dumb question, but when you're saying civilizations, if we go back to that stereotypical Atlantis, our understanding is that a lot of them ascended. Isn't that correct?
A lot of them died.
Okay, but I thought that they were super evolved spiritually.
They were evolved spiritually, but as much as they were evolved spiritually, they still had, what is it?
Like technology, like greed?
Yes, greed. They had still earthly
desires,
connections, desires, yes.
Ugh.
They still coveted things here, even though they could travel interdimensionally. They could walk through a gate and be somewhere else.
Can we do that today? I want a Stargate.
We don't possess the codes. We don't possess the DNA codes that we need. Like, something is missing in our DNA to possess it to go across.
How did that disappear through time? Why don't we have it anymore?
We weren't necessary. It was in our genetics. It was taken from us.
Why?
Almost like a trap.
Oh, is he saying, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Say it.
Is he saying, like, if we were looking at the Gnostic Gospels, like, the Archons were a part of removing that part of us to keep us, I don't know, unenlightened? Or?
Yes, in a way. It's easier to control people if you can limit their education or limit their ability to learn, limit their ability to travel, limit their ability to do things. Correct? You can control the people better that way.
Yes, but what do they get out of it?
Well, back then, they got resources out of it.
Ah, I see. And now?
Well, and now, we, the people of Earth, are very closed off. We don't see those miracles, quote-unquote, they're being performed by miracle workers or whatever, you know what I mean, beings or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we tend to relegate those to fairy tales.
Yes, we do. So he's saying that there's no way, because our DNA has changed on purpose, there's no way that we can access any stargates or interdimensional travel or anything like that on a personal level, individual level, or collective level.
At this point, no.
So we just came in at the wrong time.
We just came in at the wrong time, literally. Maybe with more archaeological research, but right now, as the humans we are, wanting and wishing to go through a Stargate, no.
But other beings that are interdimensional can still interact with us, and they come in and out and interact on a daily basis.
They can, but they do it through other means.
Through which means? Like through your mind, through dreams?
They can come in through your mind, through your dreams, through shifts in time shifts, if that makes sense.
That's it.
It's time shifts, I guess. Portals.
Wow. So they're just more special, or they got the DNA codes and we just don't.
We're not evolved enough. Imagine if we were.
Imagine only if some of us could, not all of us. I don't think that's anyway, I don't want to say everything out loud, but what if some of us only could? It would be to help. It would be to help. I guess he's not in agreement.
The government would definitely be involved, and it would be used not for good.
I
People
see.
Will always have that agenda. We'll always have an agenda. Okay. I must need to let you remind people of the CIA testing for people who were psychic.
I knew he was going to say this. It was on my mind. He's reading my mind, Virgil.
So he wants me to remind people of that. And how the government, how many people have disappeared that we don't know because of this, or have died, it's just not one of those things that is safe for anybody right now to be able to jump dimensions. Now have other beings come here and who look like us or shapeshift like us and have been able to jump? Yes, of course. Does the government know about it? Probably, but they have not been able to harness it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
But I would like to learn. I'm just putting that out there. I'm just kidding. Kind of.
The closest thing that we can do is astral project.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And are there limits to where we can? Like, if we were to project ourselves, I mean, what about back in time? On this planet, can we do that?
It's a possibility, but it would take a lot of energy.
So we can only look forward?
Laterally,
okay.
Not necessarily forward, but laterally.
Okay. So much to learn, so little time. I mean, time seems like it's moving faster. Wouldn't he even say that? Or is it just a feeling that most of us have right now?
No, time is, it is, time is moving faster. It is because I guess there's a shift that occurred. And so for some of us who are more sensitive about, I guess, or who can feel that, it notice that time is moving faster. And for others, time is moving the same as it did.
Seems things are getting a little bit more, I don't know. The longer you're here, the more you witness, it's just stranger. It's weirder, I guess. I don't know. Well, is there anything else that he wanted to share while we have him here that is of interest to him, since I ask all the questions?
He says that he's surprised you did not ask what they found when they traveled behind the moon.
What? What did they find?
I see a little a little civilization back there.
Really? And is this an interdimensional civilization that we wouldn't be able to contact anyway? Or is this like if somebody landed on the moon and went to the backside, they would interact with them, encounter them?
No. It's more like a mirror, but not a mirror, a hologram, but not a hologram. Spectrum, something like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like a spectrum of light that we can't see.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. I know what he's saying.
I can see it, but I can't, like, it's like a window, but you can see through it. You still see the other thing through it, but you can see that if you look out to the left or the right of it, you don't see it. Do you know what I mean?
I think I get it. And is our government aware of this already?
Our government is aware of this already.
And are they freaked out by this?
No.
Why? Because they are the devil themselves?
No, there will be other expeditions that will be under the guise of exploring further than the moon.
I see.
In discovery of something, quote unquote.
Is this going to be in our lifetime or after we've gone?
We may see it at the end of our lifetime.
This is very illuminating. Virgil, and I just want to thank you for sharing all this information. And I could ask you a million questions for days, but I don't want to keep you around too long so you don't get bored with us.
Also, he says, let's not forget about the oceans. Because while some Atlanteans, you know, did ascend, they also sank.
Oh, and they're still around in the oceans.
They're still around in the oceans.
And I'm just real quick, the Atlanteans who are alive, you're telling me they don't have our DNA, so they can live in the ocean and breathe under the water and then travel elsewhere interdimensionally?
Yes.
And do they try to interact with some of us?
Yes.
That's insane. Why? Aren't they tired of being here?
Imagine being, imagine being on top of something for so long and then being stuck under it for thousands of years, and everything has evolved and you can't see it. But it really hasn't evolved, but it's changed and you can't see it.
Uh-huh.
So they're eager to be on this other side. Number one, to see what has changed or what has come about. And number two, some want to help and some want to corrupt.
I mean, you would think they would want to be free after being in the ocean forever. It's horrible.
They can interdimensionally travel.
Oh, that's right.
They are just stuck in this layer that they can't come above.
And they're stuck of their own choosing?
They're stuck of their soul consequences.
Oh, okay. Could that happen to any of us as humans when we pass, or?
Souls do get stuck. And souls have gotten stuck in lost civilizations.
Huh. Okay. Can he give us another one besides Atlantis? Because there's like, I'm just thinking about the world, right? I mean, there's the Maya. I don't know if anything happened there, or with the Aztecs, Vikings.
No. Think of great disasters that have occurred. Cities lost in fires and eruptions. And
oh, like Pompeii. Like Pompeii that was buried.
Like Pompeii that was buried. Things that have fallen into the ocean by fires, like Alexandria, right?
Yes.
Those like that. But also has to have a level of greed attached to that and earthly desires.
And they're still lingering, hanging around here.
They are still lingering, hanging around here.
But they can witness everything that's transpired since their time.
Some can and some can't, because it is like a veil. It's like they're wearing blinders. Not really blinders, but they can't see past
their own lifetime, or
their own life. Like what? Yes. Like their own lifetime, like their own. Yes. Basically their own, what it used to look like.
Oh, that's weird.
So for them, the road that they walk on is the road that's no longer there.
And this planet is very, it's risky to come here.
It is. If you create attachments that you don't realize that you have, I feel like it's weird, right? People who are spiritual, who know that, you know, when you die, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are earthly, who want to take everything when they die with them. And then there are people who are super religious, who think they're going to meet beings on the other side that you probably won't meet on the other side.
Is he talking about like Jesus and the mansions and...
Yes. Yes. The earthly description of heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the risk is you can get stuck, and maybe you can get stuck.
You can get stuck, but it doesn't happen often. It happens with major falls of civilization for those who, you know, weren't spiritually evolved, I guess.
But there are rescue missions, right? Like, don't their spiritual teams or their guides come to try to pull them
yes,
out?
Yes, they do try to come pull them out. He says, they'll sit there with you and have a conversation with you and try to convince you that you're no longer suffering, or you no longer owe a debt, or the spirit, your spirit has to be able to forgive itself and has to be able to accept and be ready to move on. And it could be years, it could be decades, it could be a century.
And does that spirit feel that time pass, or is it just like a blink of an eye for them?
No time.
Oh, okay.
No time.
Man, it's wild. I'm like, who signed me up for this? I keep thinking, like, who tricked me?
So while you have to think of it this way. So while we're here on this earth, touching and eating and driving and feeling things on this earth, they are essentially in a space where everything is happening all at once. They can see everything happening, like a big, huge, I don't know, orb window, 360 window, which you can see everything. Your spirit, the spirits that are stuck.
Oh, okay.
So everything is happening all at once. There's not a linear time thing.
That's so.
They can see their lifetime at the same time your lifetime is happening, and it could be a century apart.
That's insane to me. I'll never, as a human, understand the concept of time and no time and all that other stuff. Is just beyond my thinking capacity, but that is wild. I'm make sure I'm not getting stuck down here. I'm not trying to get stuck here. Let me go.
But for me, on a real note, I just, the thought of being a spirit guide and watching people, societies, cultures and civilizations fall through the same thing over and over again is just
crazy.
Yes, it is crazy to me, because when do we learn? Like,
never.
When do we learn?
Never. And look, somebody tricked us to come back and do it again. I'm serious. This is wild. This is like being insane and thinking you can come here and change it.
He says that it's a conversation, right? We talk to each other. It's like me talking to you, and we say, we know this is going to be hard. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. This is horrible. We know this is going to be hard, but we have to do it so we can grow, so we can learn, and we can bring others along.
Well, I have so much to say about this. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I always in my heart have struggled with trying to understand, like, if we're all God, if you want to call it that, then why does God want to have this experience? I don't know. Like, it could just be happy floating around doing whatever it does. I don't know what it does. I don't know. Play with light, chill. Like,
right. If you could, I mean, not, I wouldn't want to, because life is hard enough as it is, but if you couldn't come yourself, right, to a place, wouldn't you want to see it through other people's eyes? Essentially, we do, because we watch social media.
I mean,
think of God as watching us like social media. We are his eyes. We are his social media. He feels through us. He learns through us. It's like AI.
Oh no.
I know.
What does it need? That's what I'm trying to understand. What does it need by all of these experiences happening for millions of years now? Like, didn't you get what you needed the first million years?
Okay. As a collective, we are all one. We are all connected. And if this is a true statement, we shouldn't be killing each other, right? There should be no violence.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is a true statement, then we would have succeeded, and we have not yet.
Ooh. Okay.
And this is what he gets.
Ay, ay, ay. But there are infinite worlds, right? Aren't there just like infinite worlds?
Yes.
And infinite stages and experiences, even in those worlds, not just through cause, effect, you know, free will and all that, but also the opposite of that, and then in different forms.
Yes.
It seems endless, like endless work. To me, it feels like endless 9-to-5. Oh my God.
Agreed.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening to today's episodes. I hope it was interesting and insightful for you just as much as it was for me. If you do want to get a reading with my sister again, she's giving readings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5. She may be a little bit flexible on the times, but currently that's what she has open for CST. I will include her details below so you can shoot her a message if you'd like to sign up for a 30-minute reading with the Spirit Guide. All right, everybody. I will see you soon on the upcoming episode. Please take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.